Let's start with who you are, what you do, and how long you've been doing it.
My name is Philip Shelton, and I work with a sort of a group called Indiana Prisoner Solidarity. We've been doing things loosely as a group since around 2008. And so we work specifically with prison rebels and active prisoners, or prisoners who are actively resisting their confinement and the conditions of the confinement in Indiana prisons specifically. Mostly state prisons, but it also includes the federal prison in Terre Haute. And we work with them in various ways to support whatever sort of struggle that they're engaged with in the present time.
What prisoners or prisoner movements are you currently involved with?
So a lot of the prisoners that we work with are not your traditional like political prisoners, or weren't imprisoned because of political action or something like that, though there are a few people who would fit that general category. We mostly work with people who are what we call prison rebels, people who are actively engaging in struggle against the prison system from the inside and actively organizing resistance to the conditions of their confinement or the manners in which the prison authorities are coming down on them, or the changing ways that the prison authorities are imprisoning them and controlling them.
How do you come in contact with prisoners like that, or build relationships with them?
At first, it was kind of luck, kind of happenstance. That it's kind of a snowball effect where we would come in contact with one of these more like traditional political prisoners or something, somebody who has a name, who's done a lot of writing, who's out there in like general world of prison struggle. And so at first, I started writing with one of these people, and we started doing various projects together, writing projects, different radical literature projects, newsletters, things like that. And from the contact with him and a few others, it just sort of snowballed into contacting all of these different people that he was involved with, these different networks of communication and networks of resistance that existed in Indiana prisons. And we sort of just connected those networks of resistance with things that we were doing on the outside and ways that we were organizing on the outside. It was kind of random and fortuitous timing in terms of connecting with these people who were organizing themselves on the inside.
Why do you think this work is important?
I guess there are lots of different ways to answer that question. I mean, prisons are terrible places. And to the extent that I want to see the destruction of all prisons, aiding people who are actively working towards that from the inside, I think is an important way to develop the struggle against prisons, as well as, you know, actively working for that from the outside as well. But it's also a way to build connections and build networks of revolutionary struggle against the conditions of the state and its apparatuses of control. And we see various manifestations of that on the outside, and we live our lives with that. And prisoners are doing the same, albeit in very different contexts. And so by engaging in like prisoner support and support of prison struggle, we're just building deeper networks of coordination and solidarity amongst people who are attacking or resisting the state in various manners.
What strategies would you like to see emerge or develop among folks who do prisoner support work?
there seems to be a lot of distance between people who do prisoner support work, and I've never quite understood why. It seems like a lot of different groups are kind of on their own thing, or like doing their own individual projects, but aren't necessarily connected to other groups doing very similar, if not the same, sorts of projects. And I think that struggle against the prison system could really develop more fully if we on the outside were able to build strong networks of communication and support, so that our support of people on the inside struggling against prisons was much more thorough and robust, and that we weren't constantly scrambling to find resources or make connections with people or reinventing the wheel in terms of things that people have done in the past, that we could, you know, reach out to people doing support work in various manners and use those sorts of experiences and resources to better support people that we work with on in our own individual projects.
As you may know, on September 9th, prisoners across the U.S. are organizing a United Hunger Strike and other forms of protest in solitary confinement and improve other conditions. What do you think the outcome of that could be, and what can we do now to aid that mobilization?
I'm really interested to see what the outcome of that is going to be, because solitary confinement has become like this sort of buzzword recently. It's like, it's talked about in, you know, more mainstream media outlets, and it's something that has been brought up or challenged in the past like 4 or 5 years, and specifically in the prison abolition community or prison struggle support community, and people have really honed in on that. So I think that like a mass mobilization, especially across large geographical swaths of the country, specifically relating to solitary confinement, could have a large impact in pushing that discussion from, you know, becrying the horrors of solitary confinement to actually doing something about it, or like forcing some sort of change. Because I see a lot of individual instances of people attacking solitary confinement as a concept, but very little change from the position of the various prison authorities as to how they relate to solitary confinement. You know, there could even be like an expansion happening. For instance, in Indiana, they just built a new maximum security wing of the private prison, and they're talking, our prisoners there think that they're going to lock it down permanently in the next year or two, creating a new sort of solitary confinement maximum security unit. So like, while lots of people in the prisoner support community or prison struggle community are talking about solitary confinement, the prison authorities aren't necessarily responding in the ways that we would like them to. And so I think having some more coordinated, wide-reaching action could have a really positive impact on pushing that dialogue forward.
How should we inform or include prison populations that may not already be involved, like female prisoners, prisoners in regions with less activity and support, folks in immigration detention centers, county jails, etc.?
I feel like very simple things like literature distribution, or simply informing people of these actions taking place, even if it's just one or two people that you reach out to in any of these given places, that sort of news or those sorts of events travel wide and far within prisons themselves. And so I think making attempts to reach wider communities doesn't necessarily mean you have to send out thousands of leaflets or thousands of newsletters or thousands of zines or what have you, that you can reach out to one or two specific people in various areas and encourage them to reach out to other people that they have connections to. Because these networks exist on the inside for this communication to take place, but what might be lacking is the information itself. So providing that information to these people and letting those networks run the information through I think is a very easy and useful way to inform people who may not have the information in the first place.
How could someone who's new to prisoner support work get involved? For example, what if they're far away from sites of prisoner resistance? Or what if they're close but aren't connected to prison struggles?
It's a question that I get a lot from people who want to become involved in prisoner support. And I never really know how to answer the question. I feel like what's most important is developing personal relationships with people on the inside. And a lot of times that happens through like your more traditional pen pal model of communication. And just taking the time to reach out to people and understand where they are and where they're coming from and what they're doing, and sort of make those commitments on your end to provide that information for them too, and to start working on projects together, to start doing writing projects together or literature distribution projects or what have you. That's something that you're both invested in, that you can like hold each other accountable on, and sort of develop your relationship from there, I think is the best way to go about it. I'm not a fan of like people joining a prisoner support group and being connected to the group, but not necessarily connected to the prisoners that the group is connected to, that like there's some sort of mediation between people and the people they're trying to connect with. In terms of like the first subpart of the question, I feel like there are lots of places where flashy prisoner resistance, you know, hunger strikes or riots or what have you, those sorts of things aren't happening or haven't happened in a long time. But I don't think that there's any place that there are prisoners where there's not active resistance going on. And just reaching out to people that you find some sort of affinity with and trying to understand the many different ways in which they and everybody else in the prison are daily resisting the conditions of their confinement, and how you can support those small acts of rebellion against the prison system and you know, engage in various acts of your own from the outside. I think that you'll find that there are lots of different ways that people resist the prison system that aren't newsworthy or, you know, mass media newsworthy, that they're happening all the time. We just have to try to find out who's doing it and where that's happening and connect our networks of resistance with those networks.
So I think one of the biggest barriers to prison rebellion or open prison rebellion is the threat of retaliation from the administration. So what can we do from the outside to help protect prisoners against that retaliation in the face of their revolt?
When I talk to prisoners that I correspond with about this question, it's something that comes up every once in a while. And the thing that they always say is that the Department of Corrections exists in a shadow world, that they hide in the shadows of society, in the corners and the nooks and crannies, and what they hate most is having a light shined on them. So I think in terms of open prison rebellion, ways in which we can support that and especially deal with help deal with the ramifications of those sorts of actions involve exposing what's going on, getting details from the inside and exposing them on the outside, holding prison officials personally accountable for the actions that take place in terms of retaliation. And that can mean many different things. You know, people on the inside talk a lot about how guards or prison officials come in every day, and they beat up prisoners, and they confine prisoners, and all these things, and then they go home, and they have dinner with their families, and they play with their kids, and what have you, because they live in these this schizophrenic world of extreme human abuse and normal daily life. And so exposing the sort of schizophrenic nature of their existence to the world, or publicly shaming them or something like that, is a way to shine a light on the shadow world of the doing or the running of the prisons. And there are various manners of alternative media or what have you that get the word out about what's really going on the inside, and sort of putting people's names and faces attached to various sorts of things sort of gives them a protection, at least in an immediate sense, of not being brutally retaliated against.
Is there anything else you want to add? Okay, thanks.